Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. The sky actually looks kind of bluish. I mean, at least it's not orange or gray. The sun's not up yet, but maybe it'll be wouldn't it be nice to have a non-orange sun day that with air you can breathe? Oh my God, is that too much to hope for? Anyway, we'll see how it all shakes out. It's Monday. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by firefighters. Thank you, firefighters. Make sure you give thanks to firefighters, local and abroad and outside the area, for fighting these fires in Oregon, California, the very best that they can. It's a tough year already, and this is just the beginning of it. Although maybe they'll tamp it down and that'll be that. Maybe it'll be over. Fingers crossed. Don't laugh. It could happen. Everyone could be really careful. No more gender reveal parties in the middle of dry fields. Anyhow, we're going to start with Saturday Night Live. You know, it's hard to do comedy over Zoom. Uh-huh. I mean, look at us. We try and do it every day. And that's, you know, what they've been doing. And with some success, sometimes it's like, oh, that was pretty funny. And it's been sort of fun to have the hosts of the show just really do a bit from their guest house kitchen or, you know, wherever they're at. They are going to be back in studio. They're figuring out a way to do this for the 46th season. And you knew this had to happen somehow or other because the election is right around the corner. And that's what Saturday Night Live does best. They cast people on the show based on whether or not they could play a certain politician.
Right.
And so they're hard at work putting that together. It looks like their plan is, because obviously, you know, even if it is live from New York, it's certainly not going to be in front of a studio audience. This will be the first time that it's live since March 7th. That's the last time they did a live show. I think October 3rd is the date. There it is. It is October 3rd. That's when it'll first come back. But what they're doing is scouting around New York City, looking at warehouses in Brooklyn and Jersey to do pre-taped sketches at. So they have to be big enough that they can shoot the people with some separation. The crew is also really small, apparently. They're trying to keep that to a minimum. And, you know, they're just trying to provide for the safety of the cast and crew. And they're saying Studio 8H at Rockefeller Center is tight and crowded in the backstage areas. And there's just too much of this happening in the hallways, just really close. They need some room.
I'm surprised that they haven't just decided to, having watched the NBA create a bubble.
Right.
And it's a massive bubble, too, at that. I mean, there were a lot of teams they allowed in, and all those teams have come with support staff and medical, you know, whatever. I don't know why they wouldn't just say it's going to take 20 entertainers and 40 support staff. All of you are going to be in a bubble and we're going to do a season's worth of shows. So you'll be in a bubble for 6 months. Maybe they would say no to it, but I don't know why. If it's, you're a Saturday Night Live player.
I just think it comes down to money. The cast.
Not ready for primetime player. Yeah. Come on.
I think it comes down to money. Like, that would cost so much money. And the NBA has that kind of money.
Yeah, I guess.
But I just don't think that a little Saturday night show, while it's been successful and done 46 seasons, you know, I have no idea what those people make for salaries. I don't, that actually is a pretty good question. Can you look up what people make on SNL? Like, some of the big people and the people who've been there a long time that they want to keep, I'm sure, make some real money. But, like, if you're starting, like, what does Pete Davidson make on that show?
It says first-year cast members make $7,000 per episode. or 147.
You say 7 or 70?
7,000 per episode. 7,000.
So if it's your first season, $7,000 an episode, which is, you know, look, if you do, what do they do? 13 episodes? I really don't know per season.
That seems super low.
It well, I mean, the thing is, SNL knows that they are a jump-off point for a lot of people have launched off of that show. Plenty of them have gone on to obscurity. But plenty of people have turned into, you know, the Bill Murrays, Chevy Chases.
I agree.
Of the world.
I'm just surprised that
Eddie
because
Murphy.
While we watch the show for an hour and a half, it's an hour and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
They work all week on that thing. They work
they
their
sure
butts
do.
Off. So mm-hmm. I'm surprised. That doesn't seem like enough money, but okay.
Right. It's, you know, I don't know what that comes out to. If it's a, is it, how long is the season? Do they do two seasons a year, like 13 episodes? Like everything's so broken up these days. Anyway, yeah. So it's, they're, you know, they're not paying a ton of money, but I don't know what the show makes and I don't know if they could afford to. I would love that, Vinny. Wouldn't that be the best? You could, everybody lives to, actually, they could shoot a reality show around the people in the bubble. They're all funny people.
Right. No, you're making a good point, though. I guess it is super expensive to do the, you know, set up
cows
a bubble
and
scenario.
Feed and, right.
And, you know, maybe NBC would look at that and say, you're our late night show that, you know, has half the audience you once did. No.
And by the way,
no.
the Zoom thing still got right. ratings. So keep right. going with that. So sources are saying that Zoom will still have to be utilized for guests, celebrity guests, much like it was in the shows that, you know, Tom Hanks and Brad Pitt, and I think Kristen Wiig did one. So October 3rd, we do not know who is going to be in the cast either. There's no final word on that, although I did hear that Pete Davidson is coming back, which, okay. I thought you were going to go off and be a movie star, but there you still are. And SNL is not commenting on this yet, at least not in the story that I'm looking at right here. Speaking of things that aren't going away.
21, Sarah, is a number of episodes in the season of SNL.
All oh. right.
Okay. And do they just do one season per year?
Yeah.
They must.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Avengers End... Is there... am I the only one hearing a little bit of an echo?
Yeah.
Is there something? Okay. Remember when Avengers Endgame came out and they said, and after this, we're going to recast all the guys, all of the guys and gals, all the people. We're going to have, this will be the end. This is Endgame. It'll be the end. And then we'll get a new Captain America and a new Thor and a new Iron Man. We'll start the whole damn thing over again. And the next generation can enjoy that. That's not happening. At least not for Thor. Thor is going to be a new Thor movie. Thor Love and Thunder. Ooh, I think Natalie Portman said she's going to be back in this one. And it won't be his last Thor movie either. He's saying, I love this character.
Thor finally hit a stride here. And I feel like the first one was stupid. And the second one was less stupid, but not great. The third one was excellent, and it's clear someone figured out how to write that character, and that dude plays it perfectly.
Yeah,
he's excellent.
He's great.
So, yeah, absolutely, they should keep him. And maybe there's a reason for the turnover, whether it's, you know, they want cheaper talent. I mean, when you hear what Robert Downey Jr. makes, even though he is Iron Man,
yeah.
maybe that's their problem, or maybe Robert Downey's the one who said, I'm richer than I could ever hope to be.
Well, I don't want to give away. I don't want to give anything away, but I mean, his character has run its course.
Well, but they're gonna. It's okay.
So that's it'll be right. I mean, he just unless it's like set in the past.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but they're not gonna not have more Iron Man.
Oh
movies,
no,
right?
I agree. Oh, they're full. Please, if we have to suffer through three new Spider-Man every 5 years, we're definitely getting more Iron Man. Like those are the best movies ever. God,
right.
I love the Iron Man movies. So anyway, Love and Thunder is the new Thor movie, and I guess somebody asked him, "Is that going to be your final Marvel comic universe appearance?" He's like, "Are you crazy? I'm not going into any retirement period. Thor is way too young for that. I'm only 1,500 years old." He's all, and this is not even a film I'm saying goodbye after this film. I'm going to do more Thor movies because you know why? They're fun and they pay well. He didn't say that part. I added that part in. That's why it wasn't in the awesome accent I was doing earlier. It's the same guy who did the Thor Ragnarok movie. So, and as you said, they appear to have hit their stride during that. Taika Waititi. I'm sure I'm butchering that. That was the director of Thor Ragnarok, and that guy's back. So, and he goes on to talk about how he's so excited about this script, and it looks like it'll hit theaters. I don't know if it's hitting any theaters. February 11th, 2022. We're already looking 2 years into the future just to get away from this year. Anyway, Thor, he's around. Not recasting him. I mean, honestly, I think Chris Hemsworth is so perfect as Thor that they should really milk that as long as they can. They should make him into Odin when they're done, you know? Then he can play the old guy. Netflix. It's a thing. And if you've got stock in it, you're psyched. And boy, I'll tell you one thing.
Rub it in, Sarah.
I'm saying if you have stock, you're psyched.
I could have bought that at like one. I was looking to buy that at 170, and it's now at what? 350, four?
No, it's at 1,000, whatever.
Jesus.
So Netflix.
No, I had to buy Snap because I was going to. That was my get rich quick scheme. Does, right.
Well,
anyway,
in the end,
sorry.
You didn't lose any money, so that's good.
4 years later,
you cashed out even.
487. Oh! 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 You were saying, I'm sorry.
Netflix, it's a thing. And especially in this shelter in place thing we're going through, you know, people are watching shows. It's, you know, you can't even leave the house because of the air quality now. Oh my God, it does look like it's going to be a blue sky. Oh, that's
It's going to be
impossible.
Better today. It's not going to be better. But better than, if that right. helps. Modest improvement in air quality, they say.
Mm. So anyway, Netflix, you remember when you used to, you'd go online and you'd pick your, you'd have like a queue and you'd pick your movies and they'd actually mail them to you. And as you mailed them back, they'd mail you something else from you. Like that seemed so convenient at the time. And then they started this whole streaming thing. Well, before they did that, in the year 2000, this guy who created it, his name is Reed Hastings.
Yeah.
He's the CEO.
My buddy's friends with Reed.
He tried to sell Netflix to Blockbuster for $50 million. $50 million. Come on, man. Come on, Blockbuster.
And they passed.
They said, no, it's all right. We're not into it. I will say, though, it wasn't until after that that they began the whole streaming thing. And that's when it became an important part of our lives. It's because... I almost feel like Blockbuster should have bought it anyway. Still a mail-in thing. It would have been a whole nother division for them. And that was, they were in the business of renting out movies. But who knew what a thing it would become? I mean, the original programming alone is incredible. And there's just hours and hours and hours of stuff to watch on there. And it's, there is no more, you know, there's none of that mailing DVDs around anymore.
Well, if they'd bought it, would they have...
No, probably not, right?
They're like, well, we're paying rent in all these buildings all around the country. We're making money hand over fist for all these late fees. I don't know that we want to compete with our own business by offering street, whatever. Someone would have come along. But the idea that they sat there, like that's an example of a company going out of business because they sat there.
Yeah, because they didn't look forward. But you can't see the future. Like, you can't blame people. It's just, you know.
No, you
have
can't.
You're right. But have a division that, you know,
it's
is
your
looking,
business.
Is
your
looking
business
at the future.
Is delivering movies to the people. That's
things
your
will
business.
Never change, Vinny.
If
don't worry
tells
about
you,
it.
Here's where things are headed, then you've got to at least consider that and stay relevant. Instead, they sat there and they're dinosaurs. There's one left. It's in bed.
Well, they had 9,000 stores globally. Blockbuster was the king of the movies, and Netflix had just stepped onto the scene, DVD by mail, and the guy who didn't take the deal, I'm sure, is very sorry. Although
I thought you were going to tell us his name. That was going to be the
oh,
new,
yeah,
the
his
new
name
loser
is,
of the day. You
John
have it?
John Antioco.
Oh, John Antioco. You passed on a $50 million deal from Netflix?
Well, it just wasn't what it became. They weren't even... I remember when they first started having movies that you could stream. There were certain titles that you could watch. And it was amazing. And then all of a sudden, it's like DVDs. We don't do that. Why would we? So thank you to Netflix for eliminating some of the plastic from the world.
Right.
There's a couple things about Nicolas Cage. First of all, Nicolas Cage, I actually love Nicolas Cage, and I wish him well because he's so bananas. But I think, you know, he's very endearing. I find him on screen. I usually like the stuff that I see him in. He's got a show coming up called High Fire about the last dragon on Earth. And the thing lives like in the Louisiana Bayou. And
you like this. You've talked about this a couple
I
times.
I started the book a day or two ago, and I cannot put it down.
Oh, awesome.
It's so funny and stupid and great, and just like I love the characters, and it's really good. So this dragon is a drunk, and you know, he's the last one, and he's lonely, and there's all this crap going on with him. And I guess it's going to be an animated show, this High Fire. It's just one book. I don't believe it's a series. I wish it were, because I'd love to read more. But he's going to voice the dragon. He's cool. Also, and we've heard this, but this is going. Amazon has picked up a Joe Exotic series that's going to star Nicolas Cage. So this will be a live action thing where he, I don't know, gets his eyebrows in a bad haircut and trims that beard up into the weird thing that Joe Exotic has going on. It's a scripted series, and it's at Amazon in development. So let me see here. It's based on a Texas Monthly article called Joe Exotic, A Dark Journey into the World of a Man Gone Wild. And they thought, there's something there. We're going to make this happen.
All right.
Meanwhile, Joe's rotten in jail. So we all know how the series ends, but the ins and outs of how he became who he is, Nicolas Cage will take us on that journey. And just to round this whole thing out, Halle Berry, she's got a film called Bruised. And she directed it and stars in it. And Netflix just paid $20 million for it.
All right.
So congratulations. She said, I am speechless. Thank you at Netflix for believing in my vision. Cannot wait for y'all to finally see #Bruised, the movie. So it's about a washed up MMA fighter struggling for redemption as an athlete and a mother. So... if you're into fighting movies, maybe that one's for you.
And that's starring Halle Berry?
Yeah, she's the MMA. She's a washed-up MMA fighter.
With that face?
I know. Well, you know, makeup.
I think I saw a trailer of this. She's pretty beat up. Like, they beat her up. Like,
all right.
So she looks pretty tough.
All right.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Office romance and uh-oh. Hero cups. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.